In pre-contemplation, the first stage of change, people are not ready to act. They have no intention of taking overt action in the foreseeable future, generally defined as the next 6 months. So what can we do for people in the pre-contemplation stage? Should we offer them traditional interventions? Should we put them on waiting lists or ask them to come back when they're ready? Fortunately, we do have something to offer that meets their needs and increases their chances of making progress. In pre-contemplation, the cons, costs, or disadvantages of changing outweigh the pros, benefits, or advantages. People generally are rational and unlikely to do something that does not have a perceived net benefit. People in pre-contemplation may be defensive and resistant. They may minimize the problem or make excuses. If we pressure them to change, they may dig in their heels. In your work, it's important to avoid a war of wills. It's possible to encourage people in pre-contemplation to change and to provide the tools without making them feel pressured or coerced. People in pre-contemplation may be demoralized because they feel they can't change. They've tried and failed, or think the behavioral goal is simply out of their reach.